From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. Missouri has carried out its first execution of the year. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Mark Christensen died by lethal injection Tuesday night at the state prison at Bon Terre for the 1998 murders of 36-year-old Susan Brooke, her 12-year-old daughter Adrian, and her 9-year-old son Kyle. Christensen's cousin, Jesse Carter, assisted in the crimes, according to court records. He testified against him in exchange for a life without parole sentence. Christensen's attorneys had argued that he could not comprehend his legal rights and had an IQ of 74, and that he was virtually abandoned by his original legal team, who missed a federal appeal deadline in 2005. They also criticized the Missouri Supreme Court for setting an execution date while Christensen still had pending appeals on the federal level. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's number two Republican state senator is proposing a $10 limit on lobbyist gifts to elected officials. The legislation that was pitched to a Senate panel yesterday wouldn't completely ban gifts, as Republican Governor Eric Greitens has called on lawmakers to do. Instead, it would limit lobbyists to spending at most $10 per day on each elected official. A proposal passed by the House would ban most lobbyist gifts to individual elected officials. Exceptions would include flowers, honorary plaques, and catering meals at some events. Under the current law, lobbyists are able to give unlimited gifts to elected officials. Ozark Technical Community College officials in Springfield, Missouri, say they're dramatically increasing tuition should the state face budget cuts. Chancellor Hall Higdon tells the Springfield News Leader that the school didn't raise tuition this year because the state's legislature promised they would, quote, get us that money. But if the budget cut for next year is equal to the one this year, Higdon says, he will have no choice but to propose a tuition increase. The school was able to weather the $1.1 million mid-year budget cut this past year by preparing for budget reduction impacts. Governor Eric Greitens plans to reveal his proposed 2018 fiscal year budget this week. A Facebook post by Missouri Governor Eric Greitens lashed out against two Republican senators who didn't vote against a pay raise for themselves and other elected officials yesterday. Greitens accused Senators Denny Hoskins and Paul Wieland of betraying their constituents. Senators voted 25-2 against it on Monday after Greitens had personally pressured lawmakers to vote down the raise. Only Hoskins and Wieland cast votes to allow the raise to take effect, and six other senators didn't vote. The two senators said their meetings with the new governor were tense. Wieland described it as intimidating, and he says he felt insulted. Greitens on Facebook says he won't apologize and continued to publicly denounce the two senators. Garrett Giles, KBIA News.